supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5,
Laguna's only FM. We're joined again this week by Caroline Bruderer, who hosts Caroline's Cause Corner, featuring another great local nonprofit. Caroline, who do we have in studio this morning?
Well, Tyler, I'm really, really excited to have my friend Laura Davick here, who is the founder, because she used to live there, of the Crystal Cove Alliance. And I want our listeners who have never been to Crystal Cove to know that this is 3.2 miles of the most pristine beach in all of the world. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us what's going on at Crystal Cove. I know there's a lot of activity down there. You've got so many new programs and things that our listeners definitely should hear about.
Well, you know what? Thanks for the opportunity. There is a lot going on at Crystal Cove. You know, we're the official nonprofit partner down there, and we work not only on just the restoration, but also on all of the education and conservation programs park-wide. So all 3.2 miles of coastline, 2,400 acres in the backcountry, and 1,100 acres in the underwater park. So all that being said, we have some new and exciting education programs that are all up on our website that people can get more engaged in down at Crystal Cove this summer. The month of April, we're calling Take Back the Canyon, and we are working on all of the invasive plants down there. You can come down. We have astronomy talks down at the Environmental Study Loop, which you'll find on our website as well. And, you know, I always like to tell people the cottage rental program, which we manage, and the Beachcomber Cafe, all wonderful, but it's really kind of just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on down at Crystal Cove.
Oh, I know that. I mean, we go down there in the tide pools and the backcountry and all kinds of... You have this new loop. Tell us a little bit about the new loop.
Yeah, the Burns Environmental Study Loop is down at Morro Canyon and in the area that's recently been restored. And there are a series of eight small little learning science stations where we practice citizen science and get park visitors and after school groups engaged in learning more about how to protect that amazing environment that we have down there. The other thing that I wanted to just mention a little bit about is we have our 12th annual fundraising event coming up in September, which is our big gala, and we're calling it Back to the Beach. We're taking it back onto the beach down at the Historic District, and it's going to be a magical night. Pelican Hill is our title sponsor, but you can come down and have a beautiful dinner right on the sand with entertainment and dancing under the stars. So if people are interested in learning more about how to become a sponsor for that event, they can drop me an email at davick@crystalcovealliance.org.
Yes, so everybody, just imagine yourself in this beautiful gala environment on the beach. That is a very unique and wonderful opportunity for us here in Laguna Beach. So I want to wind it back just a little bit and have you talk about your relationship to Crystal Cove.
Okay, well, you know, I have been at Crystal Cove my entire life, and it goes back even further than that. My parents started tent camping there in 1937. My mother's family came, and in 1940, my father's family came. So my parents met there as tent campers. And you can't make this stuff up.
No.
And so when I was a year old, they acquired cottage number 2, which is the cottage right next to the Beachcomber. So I've literally been there I've been there my whole life. And that's what drives me to try to work to the protection and preservation of this amazing, amazing resource.
And there's one more thing that I think is really great about Crystal Cove, and that is the martini hour call.
Right.
Tell our listeners a little bit about
that. Well, back in the tenting days, there was a fellow by the name of Doc Shear, and he used to raise, what they would do at 4 o'clock is they would lower the American flag, and then they would raise the martini flag to Reveille. And so that meant that it was officially, I guess, time at the Cove to officially enjoy martinis.
So the Crystal Cove has a long history of a great festive environment. And to this day, I mean, it offers so many things for families, for people who are really into both the water and the backcountry. Mm-hmm. And
but also I wanted to mention, I happen to be doing a tour. I do a tour once a month. Been doing these tours for 15 years. And if you haven't been on my tour, please think about coming down. It's the second Saturday of every month. And it happens to be next Saturday, April 12th. And it's from 10 to 12. And so what we do is we meet on the deck outside of check-in, which is up on the bluff top. And sometimes, you know, we get anywhere between 20 to 30 people, sometimes as few as 10.
If you want to get information on all these programs, go to the Crystal Cove website, which is
CrystalCoveAlliance.org. And if you have any interest in sending me an email, that would be Davick, D-A-V-I-C-K, at CrystalCoveAlliance.org.
And if you become a member today of KX93.5, part of your membership will go to the Crystal Cove Alliance. And truly, it is a remarkable, unique nonprofit that we have here in South Orange County, and it is world class. I mean, El Morro with nothing on it and that beautiful beach is world class. That people travel the world looking for that kind of experience, and we have it right here. So, Laura, thank you so much for your time. And this is Caroline Bruder. Until next time, have a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.